Welcome, welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Do you hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Frank.
Welcome! Welcome! But that's Dumbledore.
Welcome!
Pottercast 190!
Buongiorno!
190. Buongiorno. Hey, no, I'm not away yet. I'm not away. I'm here.
Aww.
Here. I leave tomorrow.
You leave when?
Domani. Domani, eh?
When do you leave, Melissa?
Domani.
Domani? What's that?
That means tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. But today I'm here and I'm with John, Frack, and Sue for the 190th week of mayhem. With
Pottercast.
I always say that and I don't mean it. It's not mayhem, it's just funness.
Oh, it's a little bit of both.
It's funness. 190, inching close on our bicentennial, where we'll all wear funny white wigs and do a reenactment.
I can't wait for that. It's
going to
be fun.
What do we have in the show this week, guys?
Oh my gosh. We have some Sue's news, naturally. We have two fun segments, live segments. A Canon Conundrum.
Ooh.
Quickfire.
I love those.
What's a Canon Conundrum? Wait, say again. What's a Canon Conundrum's Quickfire?
Canon Conundrum Quickfire, for those of you who are at Terminus,
I'm glad you
asked, call,
Melissa.
That was the Canon Conundrum segment where we pulled topics from the hat and shoot out like mini 5-minute Canon Conundrums on the topic that the audience contributes to the hat. And in this case, the hat
is the chat.
The chat.
Like the sorting hat, because the hoarding hat does chat.
The hat is the chat, it's the chat, it's the
hat. The
hat
is the chat.
Fine,
the chat
then.
In the hat.
Or the chat, the hat could be Twitter, because that's fun too.
Yeah, everybody follow us, at Pottercast on Twitter, don't forget. Okay, I don't know what's happening, but it's Pottercast 190, and for a change this week, we'll start things up with Sue's news.
Mary Grand Pré, she is the artist who has done the illustrations for the U.S. editions of the Harry Potter novels from Scholastic, and she did for a charity event, drew 25 original sketches of the Harry Potter.
That Ooh. Is awesome.
I mean, and she just drew them, and there was like a bidding that was going on. It was to benefit a family center down in Florida, and we don't know who won and how much, but I know one person in our comments in our news said that bidding was going for $5,000 for just one.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's intense.
That's amazing.
That's so awesome what she can use her talents for, you know what I mean? Like, it's so cool.
It's a great renewable resource, artistic energy.
It is a great renewable resource. Artistic energy is green.
And you translate it into money that goes to good causes. It's a renewable resource.
Hey, no new stuff, though.
J.K. Rowling is the answer to global warming.
That's it!
She's just got to keep writing stuff and signing stuff, and then we'll raise enough money to make, you know.
She's going to be the economy. J.K. Rowling is the economy.
Yes, J.K. Rowling
she could
is
totally
your
do
new
it.
Bicycle. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
So we were just talking a few minutes ago about our friend Tom twittering, and one person we know that twitters is Tom Felton, and he plays Draco Malfoy. Well, you might think, well, what does this have to do with new Sue's? He's given a new interview where he talks about Wizard Rock and our friends Draco and the Malfoys.
That's so cool.
It is very cool. He did a new interview, and when he was recently in Florida here, when he was visiting the Wizarding World of Harry Potter down in Florida, he was given a phone by a friend of ours, and he actually spoke on the phone to the boys that are in the Draco and Malfoys, and so he related this experience, what it was like for him to talk to those dudes on the phone. I mean, I just think that's totally cool. He thought it was a novelty. I mean, his quote was, Tom Felton's quote was, I spoke with him, and I was like, hello, nice to meet you. I won't lie, he says, I thought it was a novelty thing. I didn't realize it had this huge following and they actually have gigs and stuff. I was like, wow. I mean, Draco and the Malfoys actually toured Europe. It's incredible. Yes, Wizard Rock Pones, baby.
I haven't heard any of his music yet. Is it any good?
Yes, he has his own. He has his own channel, right? It's Felt Beats. I think it is on YouTube. I think.
Does he sing about 99 Death Eaters and about how rich his dad is and
how poor the other kid's dad is?
But it's really cool. He also, speaking of music, he also jams around on the set. No, excuse me. When he's not filming on the set of the Harry Potter films, he plays guitar with some of the fellow actors. One would be James Phelps, and one would be the guy that plays Cormac McLaggen. Is that how you say his name?
Cormac McLaggen, yeah.
McLaggen.
McLaggen? I don't know.
McLaggen.
None of us can do a good accent.
Let's get in charge. I think that's really cool.
Think.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe they'll put out a Wizard Rock thing of their own. Who knows?
Probably not.
That'd be hilarious.
So, what else happened?
Well, today was a busy day. The day that we were recording this, we saw a bunch of new posters from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. It includes the aforementioned Tom Felton, as well as Albus Dumbledore, and Harry Potter, and Hermione Granger, and Ron, Rupert, Sprint, and he was wearing his Quidditch outfit. He looked pretty, pretty cool. And we also saw Snape, finally. Woo-hoo.
All right, so what's next on the list?
Okay, the posters are up for you in our galleries, and I'll just leave it at that.
I love the Dumbledore one. It's kind of hot. Not in an attractive sexual way, but in, you know, it's hot. It's like an attractive poster.
Well, he actually looks a little bit more like Dumbledore, like a little bit more energetic, more powerful, I guess is the word. But those are all there. And we also have a brand new trailer from the Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince game, which is, I think it's fantastic. I was really, really surprised if you watch it. It shows a lot more of the characters in it, very movie-oriented, and it shows like scenes like of the Unbreakable Vow, and also shows Fenrir Greyback, you know? So I was really surprised how much they were keeping true to it in the game. I know we had heard this before, but if you watch this trailer, it's very, very obvious. Yeah. So you should go check it out.
Cool. It just came out like right before we recorded this, so I haven't even watched it yet.
The music is beautiful. Last week, they did actually, in a strange movie, they did release the soundtrack, and they used some of that score from it, and it's beautiful. It's really good stuff, so you go check that out. It's very good. Let's see what else we have. Let's think what's coming up. Oh, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Guess what? They're going to be filming on a beach in Wales, the country of Wales.
They're going to be filming on a whale?
No, they're not going to film on a whale.
So that's Shell Cottage.
They're going to film. Okay, listen up. I know everyone's excited about this. The actual filming will take place for 6 days in early May, probably the first week of May is what was being reported. But the crews are going to be in the area for 50 days because, get this, they are building a set on the dock, and then they're going to move it to a site in the dunes.
So what do we think that is? Well, obviously the cottage is on the dock, but what are they moving?
Do you think it could be when they, like, after they jump off the dragon from the Gringotts or no?
I don't know.
And what's the dunes?
You know, like the sand dunes along, like, if you look, we have, I had a link to the...
Are they going to be right up in the sand so, like, a windstorm can, like, expose his decomposing
body? That's what I'm trying to
figure
out with the sand.
I don't know. Maybe it is. That would be weird to bury him on the dunes.
This is the most ridiculous
conversation. They take him away from Shell Cottage and they bring him over to the dunes. Here, Dobby, hope your grave doesn't blow away.
Maybe they're going surfing. Who knows? It's going to be a random beach party. Who knows? I don't know.
Aren't sand dunes also, they also do look beachy, right? They have, like, vegetation growing out of them. And it could just be for the feeling of being that waterlogged sand shell, whatever, seashell feel, you know? All right, what else happened? Susie.
I am very pleased with this. I'm going to just We at TLC are very proud to announce that Kieran Hines has now been cast in the part of Aberforth Dumbledore in Harry Potter.
Yes. This is all Sue. Sue got the scoop. Sue confirmed the scoop. Sue went and reported it. If you read it anywhere else and they don't credit Leaky, you should write them a letter.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how we were proud to report it. Like we
is actually
casting.
So much of our news comes from other places because we're not, you know. We're not CNBC, you know?
No.
But this is ours. And so if you read it anywhere and it doesn't say, as reported by the Leaky Cauldron, you have a letter to write.
It's just, he is a superb actor. And I know that Jane Austen fans are out there. And if you've ever seen him in the movie Persuasion, and he was wonderful. But I think he's been in a lot. Right now he's in the Race to Witch Mountain movie, which is the most.
Oh, with The Rock?
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, but he's
The Disney classic was awesome. The original was cool. Yeah.
But Kieran Hines is also was seen recently in a wonderful film. It's called Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, which is
Oh, is that good? I like Amy Adams, so I wanted to see it.
And of course, he did the voice work in The Tale of Despero, which is the.
Oh, see, it's a whole little happy Harry Potter related family.
That's Emma's movie.
Yeah, but he's such a brilliant actor. I mean, he's been in some really serious films like Munich, which is really great, and The Road to Perdition. But he was also known in I love the series that was on HBO, which is Rome, which is probably the younger ones may not have seen it, but it's a wonderful film.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
But don't you think it's interesting because there was a big fluff about, you know, Jim McManus was just like in Order of the Phoenix, he was the guy with the goat, and that was a big laugh when the goat walked by, and everybody laughed, but they never really said, oh, that's Aberforth, you know?
No.
Well, I mean, it just shows that they're prepping him for the larger role that he has in Seven, you know, which is good. It's really good.
Squee! I'm excited that they're casting these parts, you know? I mean, and they're getting these big-name actors, and I think we should all be very heartened that they're putting a lot into this last film, and I just... Yay! Okay, sorry. I just squeak. All right. Someone else talk because all I've done is laugh.
Okay.
We're done with
the news this week. Okay, then. What are we moving on to, then, folks?
Well...
What's next?
We have Quickfire Canon Conundrums.
And now it's time for Canon Conundrums. Listen in as our panel tries to figure out one specific issue from the Harry Potter canon.
Who could possibly figure that out?
And we're here with Canon Conundrums Quickfire, where we take your Canon Conundrum topics live from the Pottercast Twitter. All you have to do is make the little @ Pottercast on your Twitter and say, @Pottercast. Why does Dobby have such a big nose? And if we think that's a good topic, we'll pick it for the Canon Conundrums Quickfire, and we'll give it 5 minutes of discussion.
5 minutes of discussion? Oh, boy.
Or maybe three.
I like it. It's more like a mix of Canon Conundrums and Mailbag.
Yeah.
All right.
What's our first quickfire question?
Do the Dursleys have a part in Harry not asking Dumbledore questions?
Is that like... His life of not asking questions, was that why he was not a very question-happy person?
I think
that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
I think that would, like, I think it may be more indirectly than directly, and not like, ooh, he's not going to ask questions. Just kind of just the environment he was raised in never really encouraged precociousness.
Like, they never told him, you can ask questions to Dumbledore, but they probably gave him a whole life of not being allowed to ask questions, so why start with Dumbledore?
Hmm.
For reals.
Well, I don't know. I think he would have grown out of it once he, like, realized that, A, his life was different, B, you know, he's part of a mystical somebody-something, his parents are dead because they were murdered, his whole... Come on, Harry, ask some questions. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah.
That's all. Sorry. I go on a little rant. I'm better.
No,
it's good.
That is good.
All right, next quickfire question.
On the epilogue, Albus asks why all the kids are staring. That made me wonder if he actually knows how famous his parents are.
This is something I think of a lot. What do you guys think?
I think it's like a celebrity's child. It's still mommy to that person, that child.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to be foreign. It's going to be like...
What, do you think they didn't go out in public very often?
Well, they don't even seem to be, like, aware of the concept. It's like, why are they looking at you? Like, you think they would know that they would have a reason to look at them.
They would have told that story at some point, yeah.
Right. Do you think that they basically...
Back when I was in school, all of this
like,
happened.
Like, are reclusive, live out on an island somewhere, you know?
Yeah, you think you'd have to be.
I'm not too sure, because Harry and them, when they're in the wizarding world...
Yeah.
That's people would recognize them. But they do have to probably mingle with the muggles a lot, and muggles aren't going to, you know what I mean? They wouldn't stare. They wouldn't notice. So maybe it's just because they're not really in an environment, especially the kids being so young, and when they're hanging out with their friends, like with Ron and his family and stuff, they know each other, so they're not going to be, like, gawking at each other. So when they hang out, like, with friends of their own accord, it's not a big deal. But when they're in, a mixed, you know, environment with a bunch of different wizards... who would know of him but not know him, because all the other people who know of him know him, so it's not a big deal. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something like that. Does that make any sense or no?
Yeah.
Well, plus, too, I would imagine at that point, I mean, it wasn't just the notoriety of that trio. It would be everyone. It would be, you know, Luna and Neville. And I think it would just be as part of their natural surrounding, and the kids wouldn't think too much of it, you know, that people talk to them probably their whole lives. I would hope. You said something that made me think. You were talking about having to deal with the Muggles. I would hope at that point that their barriers are much less, that you know, that there's much more intermingling of the magical community and the wizarding community. I don't know, maybe it will never be, but I was encouraged when we were reading Beat of the Bard that Joe was having tea with McGonagall. And so in my mind, I'm kind of hoping at that point that all of them are out, like, having tea with Muggles like us. I don't know. I just had to say that. Not important, but I just kind of hope.
I don't care for tea.
Shut up.
Can I pick a question?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to.
Somebody asks, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
It's
a question of exploration.
You shouldn't validate their stupid tweet by reading
it. I know. It's funny. The fractal's all annoyed.
I'm sorry.
I found that to be a very clever tweet.
What does Lucius Malfoy do for a living?
That's the one I had highlighted. That's great.
Ah. Awesome. What does he do for a living? That's a good question.
I do. Well, at one point he was on the board of governors before he got sacked. So we know that he had
been... That's one of those board positions,
yeah,
where
you
give like
you don't get
an hour a year and you get...
Well, how do we know? Yeah. How do we know that they don't get paid? Why can't they be on the board like the General Motors? We don't know.
Well, I don't think that's where he's getting his income.
No.
I think he's old money.
What makes him so wealthy?
He's a trust fund baby.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a trust fund adult.
Well, you know, I always envisioned, too, that the Death Eaters were kind of like enforcers and neighbor, you know, the people that you had to pay for, like, protection in the hoods, you know? And I always kind of... That sounds terrible. I don't know. Like, if you ever watch, you know, Sopranos, you know,
yeah.
You have to go out and the collectors, you know, with like a little enforcement in the neighborhoods, you know. I would, you know, I don't know, maybe I watch Brotherhood with Jason Isaacs. I don't know, that's what they do. I always thought that they pay those people. I can just see, like, young Lucius being part of that little crowd when he was young. I don't know. I think I'd agree with Frankie being that the assessment that there is old money, but I think that there's probably some, like, untoward money gains. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, like, they're kept. I would even argue that is the case for, like, 90% of them, and Lucius would have a hand in paying those other people. Like, that'd be one of his roles as a Death Eater, to, like, kind of support some of the ones that, like, you know, like Crab and Goyle, what do? You know, they're thugs.
Right, right.
They can't, you know, they're not really, and, like, I'm pretty sure that they function, quote-unquote, in the wizarding community because of Lucius's influence and his money. I think his money got him a lot farther than he would have gotten if he just said, like, oh, I don't follow Voldemort anymore.
Oh, sure.
Or whatever, sure. You know, if he didn't have all that money behind him.
What do you think, Melly?
Yeah, I think it's an old, like, it's just generations of money. You know, it's like one of these families that, without the evil part, in six generations down the line, J.K. Rowling's family will still be rich.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's just
existing money. It's almost impossible to get rid of.
Sure.
Yeah. I would totally agree.
Yeah.
The next one is from Sometimes Remus.
Yeah.
If you were good enough at magic, would you need a wand to focus it? Like, if you were really, really good. I picked that because I think it's interesting, because we know that other magical creatures don't use wands to focus magic, like house elves. And with animagus, you know, you don't need a wand to transform into an animagus. So there are forms of magic you don't need the wand to focus it. But, yes. Sorry.
So your answer is
what?
Yes?
So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking out loud. I'm just like I'm stating the fact, like, you know, the quote unquote facts or what I perceive to be as such. Like, well, there are reasonings that you can't. Like, there are some spells that don't do it, and then we know that only humans use the wands for focusing their magic, but like goblins and stuff use their magic in like forging and all that whatnot. So
yeah, and the house elves snap their little finger.
I don't think so. I think you need. I think you need the wand, period.
What if you had, like, an operation where you could, like, implant the wand, like, in your arm?
Then you'd still have the wand. That defeats the...
But why does it need to be wood? Why couldn't you just, embed the magical core inside of you?
I think it's the balance, because there's only certain trees are even you can use for wand wood. So I think it's the balance of the wood with the core and the individual. So you need all three of those ingredients. Like, you can't make a cake without eggs. You know what I mean?
This is true. And you can't make cookies without baking soda, as I've come to realize.
Okay. Can we move on to the next question?
Well, can I just say, too, didn't we discuss this kind of, like, didn't Harry have problems with not having his wand, proper wand, in Deathly Hallows? So didn't we kind of learn that you kind of need your wand?
Yeah, I mean, you can do some small things.
See, I guess that's what my point was. Like, there are certain things you can do without a wand, but I guess for the most part, it's like, yeah, you need a wand.
We'll do a couple more here.
How do ghosts send letters?
Do they need to?
Is this the beginning of a joke?
I think, what they do, I know how ghosts send letters. They dictate it to somebody, and they send it for them.
Oh, yeah, because they can't grip a pen.
They have to run through smelly food just to even get a hint of the flavor, so they can't touch a pen.
Yeah, but Peeves can, so maybe they can get Peeves to do it for them.
But Peeves is a poltergeist, so he's different.
But he can influence things, so perhaps...
Okay, who got married first, Ron, Hermione, Harry, Ginny, or a double wedding? Harry, Ginny!
Double wedding.
No, I think they had different weddings.
They had separate weddings. And I would imagine that Ron and Hermione got married first.
Yeah, I'd say that too. Because she had her career, and I think that she probably wanted to try and do stuff on that, you know, with her career first. So I'm going to say.
Yeah. And plus, they got together. I mean, they took a long time to even get together, those two.
Yeah.
Who?
That's true. Harry and
Ron, Hermione.
Oh, Ron, yeah. Hermione.
I think Ron, Hermione. Harry and Ginny, at least Harry, like you know, like took control, stood up, and kissed her. Ron, Hermione, they had to be forced together by circumstance and war and everything
true.
Else.
And help and little house elves. Just think, little house elves.
So corny.
Matchmakers.
It is magical.
Okay, here's one. Do you think wizards pursue philosophical and artistic endeavors?
Yeah.
That's actually quite an obvious question. Of course they do. Look at Dumbledore. He's very philosophical.
Well, mm-hmm. And also look at the painting on the Great Hall. Somebody had to paint that when it began.
Yeah.
I'm still curious about how to, like, the enchantments in which to make, like, a portrait come to life. And, like, the different ways of doing it versus, like, something you paint on your own. Like that mermaid painting in the bathroom, just to give it, like, life, or when you paint a picture of somebody and it's still, like, it's a piece of their personality. Like, you know what I mean? Like, versus just some guy with a long beard or making that actually Dumbledore.
I heard that you need to use that wizard or witch's blood and mix it in with the paint in order to actually make that portrait have the essence of that person.
But what if the person died with
a... No.
You made it up.
I thought she said it in a chat.
But what if the person, died, like, being eaten or something?
What do you mean being eaten?
See, like, what if Dumbledore was eaten by a dragon? And how are you going
to
use
They would have never been able to make a portrait because they didn't get his blood. Unless, like, you know, he kept a sample of his blood somewhere, like in a blood bank.
Well, how did they get Snape's blood, then?
Snape's body was fine. He was there in the thing.
But he was off in the middle of the war, and he's off in the thing. Somebody go back in there after Nagini had been done and just got his body out?
Sure.
Maybe they accioed the blood.
I think hair works, too.
Well, let me ask you this. So this is another thing. This is like you were saying. Joe could talk about this forever. But, I mean, is there a wizard painter, special magical painters, portrait painters, just like there are wand makers that they have to have?
Yeah, I would imagine.
They have to be. I wonder if that's just like a rare trait, you know, a rare magical power that's passed on to certain people or something. I don't know.
It's possible.
But kind of like a seer?
Yeah.
Or just taking that skill just to be able to do that, to kind of invest.
I mean, because... Because, too, like, you know, I mean, there's only a few wand makers. I don't know.
Or do I do one more?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did Joe ever mention what Luna ended up doing after school? She did.
She did.
But who ended up doing after school?
She's a naturalist.
She's a naturalist. She goes around and finds... Like, I think that's a really cool profession, because she goes and she finds the elemental things that make up their magic. You know, like...
Wait, what?
She's discovering potion ingredients and animals and... You know? She's kind of like a...
That's what that means.
She's a naturalist. She goes around.
I thought it meant that she didn't wear clothes.
No. That's so lame.
Come on.
I thought it meant she was just kind of like a...
He's told that joke before.
I don't remember any of those jokes.
No, shut up, John.
She's a naturalist. She goes around, like, investigating plants and herbs and stuff. I don't know what exactly it means, but she's working in, like... Like, in, like, discovery, you know?
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it, because I was always somewhat disappointed, because I think she would make a good wand maker.
Right.
Yeah, I think she would, too.
Studying that kind of stuff, I guess that's like, the same concepts there. She's just more on a broader scale. Instead of just kind of hoarding it into wand making, it'd be both in potions and other stuff. Interesting. I never thought that from that perspective.
That's it? Are we done with our canon conundrums?
I think fire.
Whatever.
Is that the end
right
of the quick firing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's one real quick we can clear up. Someone said, Joe said that people become ghosts after a traumatic death, but Professor Binns just fell asleep and died. But I think they're misquoted, because I don't think Joe said it's not a traumatic death. It's due to the person. If the person doesn't want to pass on to the next life, they're too afraid.
Yeah.
Wizards have the ability to remain ambiguous and just linger here as a shadow rather than go on to the next part.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
And we are here. It's time to duel. It is time to duel.
Dueling.
With Sue, Frankie, myself, and Fake Melissa, number one of the week, named Bree.
Bree.
So Fake Melissa.
Bree Melvin.
Bree Melvin. So you'd be...
It's a whole Bree world.
Wait, no, not BM.
I have no idea. Something. It's too confusing. You should just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're ignored. Now, we are here live with our Ustream chat, and we're going to pull up some contestants to play the dueling. And they have the option, once the first person comes on, to either duel one of us, Iron Chef style, or chicken out and choose to duel a random selected person from the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like fun?
Oh, that's kind of fun. Yeah, sure. Can we do a Friends trivia duel?
Oh, maybe.
No. Oh, Frankie, you would be awesome at that. He will pwn. Oh, man.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been on the podcast in the past few weeks, don't give us your name so we don't hear repeat people too much.
Yeah, we want to be fair.
Want to be fair.
And if we catch you calling us, and we call you twice,
I'll take away my
points. We'll never call you again.
Yep.
And you'll never be able to hear Pottercast again.
And you'll lose 20 my league points.
And
when you try to download Pottercast, you'll get a virus.
That's right. And the sun will stop burning.
No.
This is being dramatic.
Remember that time where I took 500,000 points from Hufflepuff just for fun?
I heard about that, Mr. Weasel Stinkerboo. You know what? That was so not funny. I was going to save this for the drums, but you know what? You bring it up now. You try to score it, and you try to cheat. Lowest form of Slytherin snakes you are. A disgrace.
It was so funny. I saw
it's so ridiculous.
And I said,
"Oh, like Melissa, my weakness is Frankie's laugh." Okay.
And you know how many emails I got? It's like the world had ended. I had no idea what was going on. And you must stop John. He's out of control. And they sent me these screenshots. A black day is all I can say it was.
Sylvie the Hufflepuff has lost 500,000 points for being.
Oh, man.
You know, it was so actually crazy. Very
that's funny.
But, you know, the same man that puts dogs in his pictures. So, what's
poor
new
Sylvie.
She's such a wonderful, wonderful, loyal. She's hardworking, dedicated, racked up all these points. And John, with an evil click, tries to level the field. You are a disgrace, my friend.
Awesome. All right, well, we have somebody on the line with us ready to play. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello. I'm Isabel, and I'm from Ecuador in South America.
Oh, all right. Wonderful. Cool. Yeah. Hi, Isabel. Hi.
I've called before, so
yes,
it's very cool.
Excellent. Well, would you choose to duel one of the four of us, or somebody from the chat?
How about somebody from the chat?
Okay. Well, we'll go easy on that. I will pick a random contestant for you. I wonder what Miss Chicky's name is.
I wonder who.
But I'll have a better chance of beating someone from the chat than any of you guys.
Well.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's like Rune 8 here.
Well, do you want to play? You kept putting your name into the chat over and over again.
I also want to play.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, it is time to pick a topic for the duel. Fake Melissa Bree, would you like to pick a topic for them to duel?
Magical creatures.
That's what I was thinking.
No, I don't think magical creatures has done enough. She seems to get forgotten.
It's a pretty good one. We're all going to shut up, and what you have to do was... name as many magical creatures as you can, back and forth, until one person can't name any more.
Or you name a double.
Or you name a double, exactly. And we have... Who's playing?
Isabel.
And the Fae.
Isabel, and who?
And the Fae.
And the Fae.
And the Fae.
All right, well, we'll start with Isabel, as we called her first. Are you ready?
Okay. Basilisk.
Okay, so...
Dementor.
Griff.
Boy. Wow, I can't think of anything.
Yes,
my mind's like blocked right now. Let's see. Nargles.
Destrals.
Flower worms.
Freshwater plimpies.
Wow.
Unicorns.
Mer people, do they count?
Yes,
yep.
They do.
Vlast and the Scroots.
Okay, Dragon?
Yeah.
Yep.
The salamander counts? So I remember that. Just reading that the other thing.
Well, there's a certain type of salamander.
The flubber worm?
Oh,
yeah,
she said that already.
You already?
Oh, we had a...
Oh, no.
Bucket. Oh, no. That's all right. Well, Isabella, what was your house?
Ravenclaw,
you have won 20 points for Ravenclaw.
Yay!
And Nifa, you have won 5 points for your house, which was what?
Ravenclaw.
Oh, Ravenclaw, it's a win-win for Ravenclaw today.
Yay!
Okay,
good
work, guys.
Hey, thank you.
It's fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Right.
Bye, guys.
Now we need another person who is ready to duel. Oh, my gosh. Is there any Slytherins in this chat? I'm going to try calling Miss Chickle right now. It's time.
Miss Chickle.
The time has come.
Miss Chickle makes me I want to eat a chicken sandwich when I hear Miss Chickle. It sounds like McNugget.
Yeah.
Like
makes me want to eat nuggets. Nuggets,
no,
nugs.
Nugs.
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Stephanie and I'm from Holland.
Oh, excellent. Miss Chickle is from Holland. Okay. Would you like...
It's what?
Chicky, not McChickle.
How do you pronounce it?
He knows it's McChicky.
McChicky?
McChicky, and he's being mean, isn't he, Stephanie? You just tell him.
McChicky.
All right, well, Stephanie...
Why don't you duel John to get back at him, so you guys are
totally
dueling?
Totally.
And then we'll pick something. What house are you, Stephanie?
Ravenclaw.
Nice. All Ravenclaws are up in the house. What should they duel about?
Sue, pick one.
Okay, spells.
Are we ready to duel spells?
I am.
Okay, well, all right. Would you like to go first?
Me?
Yeah, let's she go first. She does. The guest.
All right, go ahead.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous. About Expelliarmus.
Exio.
Expecto Patronum.
Bombarda.
Lumos Maxima.
Crucio.
Vada Kedavra.
Mos Mordra.
How about Sectum Sempra?
Aguamenti.
Ooh. How about why am I trying to do a weird one? The Protein charm.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Ah, very nice. What about Engorgio?
Defendo?
Aves.
What?
The bird.
Aves.
That's a good one.
Vivian?
Aves. Aves. Avis?
What's that from?
The bird one that Hermione uses.
It's the bird one.
When I'm finding this to Rome.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. I thought that was wordless.
And Nox?
Nox, nice.
Don't Nox it.
Descendium.
Neo?
What was that one?
Enabneo? Enabneo?
What does that do?
I don't remember.
Say it one more time.
Enabneo. It's a throat clearing thing.
Oh, I know that one. The one Slughorn used.
Yeah.
Opnigo?
After the sonorous.
Yeah. Okay. How about a little Erentelegra?
Ooh, good one, John.
Erecto?
Erecto.
Stop it, Frank.
That's the bedroom spell.
No. No.
What was it?
We're all telling you to stop it.
How about... Oh, God, I'm running out. Flipendo?
No, very
good. Stupefy.
Good one.
Stupefy. Point me.
Such a stupid spell.
It's the stupidest spell that ever has been.
Alohomora?
I was waiting for that one.
I guess we did that one already.
No.
No, I don't think you did. I guess not.
No, you didn't, because I was waiting for it. I have two in my head right now.
Quietus?
That was going off. Mobidi Corpus?
Oh, good. Mobidi Corpus? No, where's the other one?
Hominis Revelium?
Oh, good.
Defi Corpus?
There you go.
Oh, my God. Did we already? I can't remember if we did the other Unforgivable or not.
No.
Yeah, Imperio?
No, no one did it.
No. Nope.
Yeah, you're good.
Reducto?
Dang, she's good.
Dang.
Oh.
Damn it, Miss Chicky. Chickle.
Chewable. Tag.
Tag. Jesus.
Pedimenta?
Oh, good. That's good.
Rectum Sempra?
Which one's Rectum Sempra?
The laughing one.
Oh, that's right. It sounds like Septum Sempra. Like, yeah. They're so close and so different. Yeah.
Dang it. More smoke to die.
No, she already did that one.
No, Miss Jiggle.
Okay, wait, let's keep going. Because she's good.
Tag
how about Ochipagus Totalis?
Oh, good.
Bombarda? No, I did that one.
You did that. Yay.
It wasn't my first one.
Can't believe I lost to Miss Jiggles.
There's Glissio.
Pellegrino.
Pistachio. I'm just kidding.
What would Pellegrinos do?
It makes water bubbly.
Mm-hmm. What if your wand could fire out Pellegrino?
I'd be a happy man.
Frankie would just sit there laying around watching TV with his wand in his mouth.
Well, that was really well done. You got way to go, Miss Jiggle.
Miss Jiggle, you win 20 points plus an extra 10 for putting up with being called Miss Jiggle. How do you like that?
Okay.
She's like, okay.
What's your house, Miss Jiggles?
She's Ravenclaw.
All right. Everybody who I've awarded points to, I have not been keeping track of this, so you're going to have to Twitter podcast and remind me.
John, you're just throwing these points around. That's ridiculous.
All right. Good work. You win. You're smarter than me.
Yeah, I know.
Bye. Oh, what?
Oh, snap. She got me.
She's one of those cheeky Ravenclaws. She could have been Slytherin.
All right. We're going to give the free pirate one more chance.
Hello,
free pirate.
Hi.
Is there an expensive ninja by you?
No.
What's your actual name and where are you from?
My name is Jacqueline and I'm in Buffalo, New York.
Excellent. Nice. Are you ready to pick one of the Iron Chefs to duel, or would you like to duel somebody from the chat?
Let's go with Frack.
Nice.
Uh-oh. What house are you?
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, baby. Go.
Well... The topic for you guys, Hufflepuff versus the Ravenclaw Frankie, shall be foods served at Hogwarts, or otherwise known to be eaten in Hogwarts.
Okay.
Including drinks.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, at Hogwarts, or the Hogwarts students?
At Hogwarts, or otherwise Hogsmeade known to be consumed in the wizarding world, but not people.
But it can be Hogsmeade
food
as well, or no?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. They buy stuff at Hogsmeade, so it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All that good stuff.
Good logic there, Bree.
Pretty much if it's appeared in the canon.
Okay.
Okay. Should I go first?
Starting with our guest, Jacqueline, go ahead.
Butterbeer.
Now, real quick question. Should I avoid Muggle overlaps like bacon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just say magic and then food, like magic hot dog. It needs to actually be.
Does candy count?
Sure, yeah, magic hot candies.
All right. All right, I said butterbeer.
And then I said pumpkin juice.
Okay.
Treacle fudge.
Pumpkin pasty.
Cauldron cakes.
Licorice wands.
Oh, I was going to say that. Oh, man. Magical hot dog. I have no idea.
You can't think of any other food?
You can think of food. Just think of other...
Rock cakes. Tiger's
there
rock.
There you go. Oh, you made me forget mine. Crap, hold on. piss. that's not a magical beverage, by the way. Fire whiskey.
Very good.
Oh.
Can we call 181 magical hot dog?
the honey mulled mead.
Ooh, good.
Yummy.
Cockroach cluster.
Oh, man. A single malt whiskey for the horses.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Single malt whiskey.
Jacqueline, I'm going to hire you to come 10 bar at the Leaky Cauldron. You're doing good with the beverages.
Oh, I would love to.
There is fire whiskey.
I got a bogey flavored one once.
Fruity Boss Bean. Thanks, John.
Well, your turn, Frankie. I'm not helping you.
It was
well, you
turn.
Did. It was his turn. Way to go.
Yeah, what are you, cheater?
I'll give you one.
I'll say trifle.
What?
Trifle.
Oh.
A whole tray full of it.
A blood pop.
I was just going to think blood pops.
Ew. Oh, jeez. I'm really grossed out by the...
Can you eat Miss Chickles? Are those out of candy or a McDonald's snack?
Oh, God.
One piece of
about,
size, Miss Chickles.
How about Fleur's favorite, the Bouillabaisse?
Oh, okay. How about... Lemon sherbet.
Very nice.
Lemon sherbet.
Oh,
That's candy.
Gilly water.
Oh, good one.
That's good.
Now, does gillyweed count?
I don't know. Well, if you're Neville, maybe.
That's like, the plant. That's
so we're
plant
talking about
plant.
Beverages, not potions, right? So not Wolfsbane wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's
no.
That's a potion. Yeah, that's different intent. Yeah. Potions have their own intention.
Yeah, that's different.
Let me think. There's different candies. There's the... Well, lemon drop. That doesn't count.
Lemon drop's a password.
But because it's a candy. Because his Dumbledore's passwords are always candies.
Was it my turn?
The McChicky sandwiches at McDonald's are only a dollar?
No.
That'd be big news.
Oh, they have a dollar sandwich, a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, they do.
McChicken sandwich at McDonald's is only a buck?
Yeah, and they're spicy.
Can we just pause the podcast for a minute while I run out to the...
Oh, shit.
Is it actually called a McChicky?
No, he's just...
I'm going to order it that way.
John's being gone.
I can't fit that in. Never mind.
Oh, chocolate cauldrons.
I said that already.
Mr. Cauldron cakes.
Send like the beginning. Oh, wait,
cauldron cake.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
You said a cauldron cake, not a chocolate cauldron.
What's a chocolate cauldron?
The one with the liquor in it and the potion in it.
Ooh, fancy.
Remember when Ron got all lovey-dovey? Lavender or whatever. Or not lavender, but.
Ooh, nettle wine.
Nettle wine.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Do you have a magical drinks page open or something on Google?
No, I was just reading through the books again recently. So.
Okay.
For like the 20th time.
I'm thirsty.
I like the drinks. The drinks are good. I think it might be out, though.
Hold on.
No one's ever heard of Neville wine.
Not Neville wine.
It's
Oh, okay.
From the Snape's potion.
Neville's like, have some of my Neville wine.
Wait, is that a potion?
No, it's from Snape's challenge when he in the chamber.
Well, it's a potion then.
It's not a potion.
If it's in his challenge, it's a potion.
The potions master.
Oh God, this is so funny.
And be all passive aggressive with like, I'm like, that's a potion. There has to be another liquor I'm forgetting. There's fire whiskey, butterbeer.
There's like normal stuff like sherry and
yeah, like I mean yeah. That's
and then like the onion soup.
the riblet
Weasley makes, and then the rock cakes. You said.
I think I might be out. I don't know anymore.
It sounds like you guys both win to me.
Bacon.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hufflepuff,
did nobody ever say acid pops at all? Because I was waiting for that one.
Ah, no.
Oh, man.
I was like waiting for it. I was like, why?
No, I totally forgot. I didn't even think about that.
You know what?
There was one I was going to say that I totally forgot. I still can't remember it. Pissed me off.
The chat just inquired a really fun...
I said that, yeah.
Canon Conundrums topic. The chat.
What was that?
What is it?
Is there any magical drugs in the Wizarding World?
Potions, yes.
Sure. Yeah, because the same mungos, I think that well.
Would they be regulated?
Oh, drugs. I don't know about that.
Like a floor, a mungo sign, the same mungo sign, something like that. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting. Tune into a future podcast for discussion.
Well, they talk about the whole, remember, the lucky potion. You know, it's dangerous to use because you're
acting. Skelgrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Obviously, there is.
Well, what's the line between potions and drugs?
I think he's trying. Yeah, you're mentioning like recreational drug, like potion, and that would be like the Felix Felices. That's recreational. There's no technical purpose for it. But it's just
there's more dangerous things. There's more dangerous things that the wizards could do than just
dark magic
to each other. Yeah.
Pretty much.
That would be a good canon conundrum.
I recall people suggesting that in Prisoner of Azkaban, when all the kids got back to school and they were passing around the candies that were making them talk like animals and have steam shit out their noses, that that's some kind of allegory for like the kids gathering around and doing recreational drugs.
No, it wasn't.
That's what I heard. I'm not saying that that's what they scripted, but... That's what people were saying. They're like, oh, well.
People will read whatever they want into things just to justify what they want to do. Sorry. Soapbox, I'll stop.
Who wouldn't want to sound like a lion when you're eating candy? For real.
Brr. Yeah, that'd be great.
You were sneaking them in class. So I don't know. It'd be a bit weird.
That could be hazardous. That's like a Weasley wizard thing.
I just pictured frack students doing that.
Oh, they would, too, if they could, believe me.
They would.
All right. Well, it sounds like an excellent wrap-up to a wonderful dueling segment. Haven't done that in a while.
Congratulations.
Jacqueline, you won yourself some points, as did all of you contestants. Make sure to Twitter podcast to remind me. And with that...
We'll see you guys in the wrap-up.
Exactly.
The drums! Hey guys, so I'm leaving on a jet plane tomorrow.
No.
This is going away.
Are you leaving on a jet plane?
What will we do? I think we could announce our two Melissa replacements.
There's two?
And I have something I want to plug briefly too.
No.
Yes, can I do it now?
No.
Everyone, please come to LeakyCon to come see the Hufflepuff panel. So Brett and all you other Hufflepuffs that are here in the live chat tonight that are representing Hufflepuff, please. I'm going to be doing about the Hufflepuff and all of us. And that includes even John Noe.
Okay, I shall do that.
Speaking of keynotes for LeakyCon, you should keep your dial tuned to Leaky in the next little while, because last week we announced that the Nerdfighters were doing one, and we will have a link for you to get a ticket to that real soon. Every penny of extra money goes to help two amazing charities, so please get it into your schedule and or your budget if you can. And yeah, we have two very exciting other ones coming. We're very excited.
Yeah, they're kind of okay.
It's kind of okay. They're just, you know.
They're pretty darn squeeful.
Pretty darn squeeful?
Yes, they are.
PBS.
Well, I'm excited about the Nerdfighter one. That's going to be fun. And actually, there was a chance that I was going to do something clashing with it. Mm-hmm. I wrote the LeagueCon girls, and I was like, no. I need to be at the Nerdfighter keynote.
I wanted to hear you talk in Italian. I want to hear that you're going on this trip and that you've been practicing.
I'm gonna try to figure out how to say I will miss you guys.
Aww, you won't though.
I will.
Can you Twitter from Italy?
Do they have Twitter in Italy, I wonder?
I'll have my computer in Italy, you dorks.
Oh, fancy.
Melissa, you have to go to Pellegrino and drink Pellegrino.
That is an actual place.
It is an actual place.
That's where the water comes from.
Only like a tiny, tiny percentage of it. So.
But I will say this. Mi mancheremo. That means I will miss you, I think. If I got my Italian right.
Oh, I think.
I think.
Mm.
I can't wait, though.
You're going to have such a great time. I mean, Italy is such a beautiful country. I've never been there, but, I mean, it's like number second place on my wish list of places to go in the world, and wow.
Are you sneaking Mushka into your suitcase?
Yes. Yes, I'm bringing her on the plane, John.
Okay, fan art challenge for the week, everybody.
It's kind of complicated,
but I need you to draw a picture of Mushka basically stopping Melissa up at customs on her way to Italy.
Oh, my God.
It could be a battle between the security agents and Mushka.
The guard's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have a tube of toothpaste, a gel bottle with way too much ounces, and a ferocious feline. We can't let you board this airplane.
Whether you wanted to be the shot of Mushka going through the x-ray machine or maybe her tail sticking out of the carry-on. Something describing that moment.
John, are you trying to imply that Mushka is a terrorist? Because that's not kosher.
I mean, there are some lists that she's on right now in the government. can divulge which, but she is being monitored.
What will I do without you for 2.5 weeks, John? I really don't know.
The Lord knows it'll be an experiment.
Whoever ends up being my replacement, if you do not do the weekly... like quotient of keeping John in check, I'm going to be very disappointed. So, there.
It's a big task.
John,
you sound so sad.
No, I'm not sad. No, I'm thinking over the whole wants to be a Melissa thing. Because we aren't quite positive. No. We can't quite make up our minds between three possible Melissas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now,
there's three potentials.
How many episodes are we going to need to tape while you're gone?
Potentials. Yes.
This is going to be a steak.
What we need to do, we need to go back a couple years and find the original laptop that Melissa started podcasting on.
And make everybody
and then we're
Melissa
have to invoke some ancient magic to all the potential Melissas could be Melissas. Mm.
So that some guys don't decide who gets to be Melissa and Ellie.
What?
John, you need to have watched Buffy.
It was a Buffy reference.
The whole thing.
That's right.
The whole thing.
All right. So it's not a replacement. It's a substitution.
It's a substitution.
So how many weeks are you going, Melissa?
Well,
I'm
technically going to be gone for two recordings. The 2nd, the 9th, and then I'm coming home on the 16th. I really can't record the day I come home. I wouldn't even be, like, present.
So that's three?
So we have three.
All right. Well, do we want to award them to all three of these girls?
Do it.
Woo!
All right. Sorry, Mystery Giggles. You did not qualify to substitute for Melissa and Ellie. We have a candidate for Melissa named One Bree. She might even be in this chat right now. Congratulations. You are a potential... or not a potential.
You are a potential.
You are the next Melissa and Ellie. Yay. And somebody else named... Shoshana.
Oh, Shoshana. Yay. Shoshana.
Good.
Yay.
Shoshana.
Shoshana. I know she was just here.
Shoshana.
Or she was a while ago.
She's there. She's right there. She's a sweetie.
There was one last girl that I don't know what her last name was, and her first name won't really help anybody because her name is also Melissa.
And that is exactly why she got the job.
Yeah. Yes. No, all these three girls had great videos. They left video responses on the podcast channel to the Who Wants to Be Melissa and Ellie video.
And if you are one of these people, you should email us.
Yeah, we need to go over quite a few things.
Well, we're excited. I mean, we will miss Melissa, Well, we're glad that you were willing to take this on. This should be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of cool, I think, for everybody. So,
John won't miss me at all. Are you kidding?
Oh, he will.
Oh, well, I'll miss you a little bit.
I think it's great that whenever one of us goes on an extended something, we should do this.
Oh, totally. I can't wait to Who Wants to Be Frankie or Sue or me. It'll be fun.
Well, I was John Noe for a while.
You were. You were.
You were
John Noe. It's correct. It's correct.
It's correct. You practice already, Melissa.
It's correct. Mamma mia.
Papa
Napoli.
Whenever I do fake Italian, I quote what Joey says on Friends, and he cusses. And so I almost said it again. I was like, Pop, oi, wee, 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 wee.
Papa says that. Yeah. That's Italian. Kind of.
It's like slurring a bad word.
Like, it totally is. It's like a guttural, you know?
Guttural. Well, like
Italian.
Harry Potter.
I'm going to come back, like, speaking Italian, because I forget that I know it, but I won't speak it right now because I don't, you know, when you're used to English, you just don't. So when you go back into there, when you go back into a situation where that's what everybody says, you fall into it, you know? That's how everybody's speaking. So I'm afraid they're going to come back and I'm not going to be speaking English very well. Anyway, what else is happening? Frack, what happened with you lately?
I did move recently, but... If you follow the Pottercast vlogs, you knew that.
Why are we all, like, so, like, awkward in this wrap-up?
I think it's
just
quiet.
It's quiet, and we just have, like, a very funny, active show.
Yeah.
Kind of. But I really hope... The guys, we're getting down to it now, and you should really get your LeakyCon registration. I also put up a bunch of Harriet History events I'm going to be doing over the summer. I'm really excited about. So check it out. I don't know. I got no other news. I'm all Italy all the time right now.
Well, that's allowed because you're kind of going somewhere really awesome. That's the next place I want to go when I travel. Like, I want to go to Italy so bad. There's so much art there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to take a lot of video.
You need to take a lot of video and a lot of pictures and do something Italian in the name of Frack.
Okay, you got it.
In the name of Frack, you must.
Oh my God, I'm going to take so much video. It's going to be crazy.
And I can't wait.
I'm going to go around and ask people what a Frack is.
I probably think you're saying something
rude.
Awesome
now.
Get called a Frack. Get called a Frack. No, no. Dove frack? Dove frack? Dove frack? Dove frack?
You know someone singing an Italian version of that.
Dove frack? Dove frack?
It's an Italian song, too, because of Pellegrino.
Dove frack? Pellegrino time. Don't think I'm crazy. It's going to be amazing.
I'm like, gee, go drink some water. You'll have to tell me if they have Pellegrino in Italy, if it's common there, or if it's just something that we make it fancy over here.
Okay.
Or if people take a bath in Pellegrino water.
They do.
Whoa,
they take baths.
That would be
the
like
bath,
Europe heaven.
That's on my bucket list.
Is it?
Just kidding.
Is it possible to do such a thing?
Why not?
Take a bath? Oh, I mean, without unloading like a crate of Pellegrino into your bathtub?
No, you just need like those seltzer bottles.
So it's like, what the dog say to the sandpaper? Rough.
Hey, I hope that everybody... What?
I think he got himself a sound booth.
It's just my cell phone.
I hope that everybody who is listening is following this channel, the Ustream channel, because we have lots of fun Harry Potter Alliance stuff on this channel. All our tour stuff over the summer is going to be on this channel. So you should follow it so that you never miss an alert.
Word.
Do it.
You're doing it? You ready?
I think we've put everybody through enough today.
Okay.
It's time to keep twiddling those dials.
The next password will be Arrivederci. Arrivederci. I don't know how to say it.
No, you did well. You did very well. Keep each other safe.
Keep faith.
1, 2, 3. Arrivederci. 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 Okay. Olive Garden.
Stay.
Oh,
God.
Just
disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder.
Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when we're having fun.
This week's Pottercast was edited by Michael Beckett, Seth Brown, and Andrew Garner, and produced by John Noe. Special thanks goes to our awesome transcription elves for transcribing this and every other episode of Pottercast, which can be found at Pottercast.com. Pottercast is the official podcast of the Leaky Cauldron. For more information about Pottercast, or to learn how to be a part of future episodes, visit us at Pottercast.com.